विलाप पुष्पांजलि। रघुनाथ गोस्वामी साधक वे एंड स्वरूप सिद्ध साधक बहुत वे ही दिन हित प्रार्थना लिप्स इन राधा कुंड एंड there are three stages of sadhak. First, Raganuga sadhak is not like Vaidhi Bhakti sadhak. There is much difference in these two. Vaidhi Bhakti has, bhakta has, avesh in body. Dehatma buddhi that you are taking in class, always he remembers whole Vishwa, universe. He is my near dear, he is my enemy, he is my friend, he is my father, he is my mother and all these things. And always he remembers the sukh and dukh, happiness and unhappiness of this world. Entangled always in this. Sometimes he remembers or chants Krishna name. But all things are there. He's always asakta. Asakta means attached. Firmly in these worldly affairs. But a Raghanuga sadhak is not like so. He has some taste, he has some greed. And if he is in advanced stage, he will step by step leave all these worldly things. And he will have attachment in chanting, remembering, yes, and all other services. Also, if he has any realization of his Siddha Sarir, then automatically all the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis will come automatically. And if a man has worldly attachment and he will try and try but yet not come for hours and hours, man will go here and there. But in Raganuga bhajan, if he has some trace of his sarup and he has some greed and after all he has some realization of his siddha sarup, some from guru, then lila will come automatically. At that time, there are three stages. One stage is that he is deeply remembering the pastimes of Krishna by his swarup, and he has nothing, no knowledge of this world, this body, or regarding body, or anything. And this is called antardasa. And this is antardasa. But a sadhakji cannot, whether he is swarup siddha, but he will cannot live so much time in this antardasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can lead as much as he can. I mean, so many hours he can lead. But for Sadhakji, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, that's not more than that. So this is antardasa, mane inner
consciousness. Inner
state. And then ardhavajya dasa. Ardhavajya dasa means half that, half this. In the middle. He is not seeing the things as apparent as Raghunath Das Goswami. When he sees all these things, he thinks that I am doing everything and I am in past times. And I am one of them. I am Tulasi or Rafi Manjari. At that time he don't know that who am I and what is this all this. And when he is in half antardasa, ardhavajya dasa, ardhavajya dasa, not inner, and not outer, but outer more, but ardha, half, no inner, not in antardasa, bahya dasa, but half. But he is remembering the past times, and he knows that I am, who am I, Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is feeling separation, so much separation, and weeping, rolling on the ground. Sometimes so many babichari and sattvic bhav comes. This is ardhavajya. And when his whole sense of this world comes, then this is vahya dasa. Vahya dasa, he is feeling separation. And he knows fully that I am Raghunath Das Goswami. I am rolling and weeping on the side of bank of Radha.
That is Radha.
Sometimes remembrance is going cut off, not fully, as a dhara pravah, as a current. The current discloses what?
Obstructed.
And he now begins to weep so much. Always weeping. This is slow. First he sees in inner dasa and feeling, and he's acting like Tulasi Manjari or Rafi Manjari. In ardhavajya dasa, he is remembering, but he has no sense of this body, somewhat, ardhavajya dasa. So weeping and doing so. And when he comes in bahya dasa, I mean outer.
External
state. External state. When he feels so much separation, what I have to do? And then he begins to wait and write all these things. In ardhavajya dasa he cannot write. He can only do pralap. And in inner dasa, no question of writing and all these. There he is so much placed, feeling so much happiness to serve Radha and Krishna Dujar, or serving Srimati Radha. So in up to 8th slok, in first he has, for Mangalacharanam, when he was Prarambha Karrat, he was beginning this book, he thought that I should do Mangalacharan. And when he took his pen, he at once went in ardhavajya dasa, and from ardhavajya to inner dasa, antardasa he went. And he at once saw a smiling Rupa Manjari. And he saw something aswabhavik. Aswabhavik?
Uncommon.
Not natural. He saw some, so what?
Cutting.
Some bites he saw. And he began to smile. Rati Manjari of Tulasi Manjari saw, and at once she remembered anything. What she remembered? At first we should know that who can remember? Who are equal stage to Srimati? All the Manjaris are about equal mood to Radha. And what Radha has almost up to Madan and Modan. A part of Madan, Modan and everything which is in Radha all comes in Manjari. Not fully, but something comes in there. And they taste Krishna as Srimati Radha. So, they have about same mood which is essential for Manjari to serve Radha and Krishna. Without this, anyone cannot serve Radha and Krishna. At once he sees that Rupa Manjari, his Siksha Guru, there is not Siksha Guru, but yet there is pride for this. That is Siksha Guru. And Lalita Vishakha are Siksha Guru of all Sakhi. So, he thinks that I am newly, new, and they are my Siksha Guru. Right. Because they are in this world, I am telling, so their words of this mundane world comes. We cannot tell all these things in that bhasa, in that language. Anything will come upon our language that is mundane. But yet, we should know that Rupa Goswami, he is praying to Rupa Goswami. He was praying for Rupa Goswami, but he went in deep and began to see Rupa Goswami at once. Understand? And he saw some cutting, cut, sores,
bite.
He is praying in parihas. Joke
that is,
your husband is not here and you are so much famous in whole breast that you are a chest lady and your husband has gone for 4 or 5 days and he has not returned. But I see that just some hours before or in last night this sore may come. They are not so old, for 6 and 7. Just, it seems newly cut. I think that any parrot, souk and parrot, and
male parrot,
the green bird, but I have seen so much big parrots, white kakatua. They can speak like men.
You have seen?
How many?
That's not
suka. They are not suka. This suka.
Green.
Green. And this little. And parrot has cut it as if it is bimbaphal. Then Rukmanjari sat towards her and began to smile. And she became so much pleased to this Rati Manjari. So in third slok, Tvanga Rupa Rati Manjari, Prachurapunjo Daya. In this slok he has given some Ashirvad. Ashirvad means
blessing.
This is not version of Rati Manjari or of Nath Das Goswami, but blessing from, that is why he is telling Brajendra Basati Sthale Vivida Vallari Sankune Tameva Rati Manjari Prachur Kunjodara Daya Vilasbhar Vishmita Pranayi Mekhala Margena Jadadda Nijanathaya Brajasinathita Kandara. So this ashlok is of Rupmanjari. So he is giving ashirvad, blessing to Rup. So that you can write, and writing will be the best writing. Now, the life of bhajan of a sadhu is attachment towards Radha Krishna or Srimati Radhika, especially of this bhava, gopi bhava. Attachment to Radha and Krishna, especially to Srimati Radhika. And they feeling so much separation in this Vahya Dasa. And that leads them to Ardhavajya Dasa. And if he is a very good devotee, sadhu, then it will go into inner stage, that is antardasa. And he can serve and fill that thing.
What is the difference between Shakta Darshan and antardasa?
Antardarshan he is remembering, but it becomes more than Shakta Darshan. And he, at that time, he feels that I am doing this and that, and I am seeing Radha Krishna and doing all these things. But it is Sphurti, not real, Sphurti. But it gives so pleasure than what to tell Sakshadha. Like that Sakshadha. But it is only Sphurti, understand? Sphurti?
I understand spooky, but when you say not real, it is not
imagination. But it is not imagination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling all these things. That a boy came to me and gave me darshan, and when I wanted to go and catch up that boy, he step by step, backward. He went backward. And when I ran towards him, at once he went here and there and
disappeared.
This seems as sthuti, but it may be that in his sthuti Krishna had come and given darshan. As Srimati Radhika, in her Mathura Dira stay, Krishna has gone to Mathura. And she is remembering and saw that Krishna is coming. He cast hold and embraced Krishna and began to laugh and talk with Krishna. After that, any Sakhi Lalita came, oh, what are you doing? Then, oh, where is Krishna? What I was seeing? This is called a spurti. But it may be that at that time Krishna may have come. They have given darshan, it may be also, but still
it's called,
it is spurti, it will be called spurti.
Is this contact with aprakrita lila?
Aprakrita lila itself comes.
That is spurti.
That is. And by unnatural way we do kalpana, imagination only, that this is going on, this is going on. and we are remembering also all these things, then it is not that. So Raghunath Goswami, sometimes in his phurti, by remembering, and sometimes he comes in ardhavajya dasa and sometimes in bahya dasa. When he is bahya dasa, he is weeping and weeping and feeling separation. Do we feel separation? What to separation of Radha and Krishna and all these? Rup Manjari, Lalita, Visakha, Vrindavan, Radha Kun. We have no separation not for our Gurudev also. Not so much. We feel some separation for Gurudev. But not so. We are not hankering for him. Where you are, not calling, not calling. So it should be in a sadhak. Then sadhak can, by the grace of his Gurudev, he can remember all these things, and past times will come itself in our any sadhana. As if worldly things come automatically in our heart. Jab tak ye rahengi, up to these thoughts will remain in our heart. That continuous thinking and coming of that is spurti will not come. So, how it will be. If we have some taste in Harikatha, taste in chanting, and by the grace of our Guru and Vaishnava, if we have a jhalak darshan, like Narad San Narayan, then we have something. So we should chant, we should read, we should do all these things, always continuous, so that it will come. Then we will realize something, be separate. If our father and mother help, palm portion here, nourishment, very in good manner. Or our Gurudev has given that thing that I explained there today. Namasestam manumapi sati putram astra swarupam rupam tasyagrajauri purimmatharingostavatim radha kundam girivar maho radhika madhavasam prapto jasa prakritikataya sri gurum tang natoshmi. If Gurudev has given anything, that greed towards Naam, Mantra, Brajavasi, Roop, Sanatan, Swaroop, Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Radha and Krishna Jugal to Radha Kunda, any greed towards them, now we will remember all these Gurudev that he has given. Because this Raghunath Das Goswami had received this thing from his Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and he had taken darshan of Vrindavan, not like us, actually darshan of all these things. So he is so much feeling separation for all. So if we have anything for this thing, this is the goal of our life, then we will be better to anyone if he has behaved. Yeah? So here Raghunath Das Goswami is feeling so much separation for whom? Rup Goswami, Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. Yeah? Here in this slok, तब आलोक लोकन कालाहि दंशरेव मृतम जनम तब पादाम पादाब्ज मिलित लक्षा भेषजय देवी जीवया तब आलोकन कालाहि. He was thinking when he was writing the lotus feet of Radhika. He remembered the last slok, Devi dukhakul sagarodara udare duyamanam ati durgatam janam tat kripa prabalanaukaya adbhutam prapaya svapada pankajadayam. When he was going that he is in the shape of Ratimanjari and Krishna was sitting with all gopis. All gopi here mana Radha, Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Visakha, Chitra and all of these companions. Swapaksha were there. Not Chandravali and others. And at that time she was saying that Srimati Radhika is in Swadhin Bhartrika way. Swadhin Bhartrika means controlling Krishna. Krishna has prayed to these gopis, these manjaris, that I want to meet Srimati Radhika. She is unhappy to me today and she has done man, so I want to meet. Ratimandari told Krishna, you should wait here outside. I am going in Kunja and I will beg permission to her and then I will come and if she orders then I will take you to that Kunja to meet Srimati Radhika. Krishna did so much work, kakuminti, prayers, that fell so much for me. Otherwise, I will die if I am not going and not looking. She saw the mahima of Srimati Radhika. Mahima means glory. Glory of Radhika. Oh, Krishna is doing so. So he is smiling, he was smiling and went to that place in Kunja where Lalita, Visakha and all were gathered. They were telling that you should not do man's house. Either Krishna will go to others, Chandravali and others. You should not do man life here. Lalita was offending this. She was telling that, no, you should not. Visakha was telling that thing. And Lalita was, oh, don't give this man.
Don't give up the man.
Give up the man. You should be ill. Otherwise, he will be free and he will not come to you. So be like so. In the same time she came, Tulsi Manjari, that is Rati Manjari came. And she told that outside Krishna is waiting for your order. And he is doing so much prayer to meet you. So what should I do? After some discussion, Srimati Radhika or Lalita told that you should bring him, go. Krishna came, smiling and something, lajja, with sigh. He came, his pitambar was hanging on his neck and taking the two ends in our hand, in his hand. What is the meaning? Praying something. Begging. He then. Gopis told that. Sit down. He sat on the
lot of feet were of Radhika. Radhika was sitting on a higher place. And all gopis were sitting some lower place. Krishna sat near. Then Krishna began to pray. All right, you should paint my altar. Altar? Krishna began so much happy. All were seeing this part. Krishna took a golden tulika or any more pankha, pick up feather, and very gently and smoothly he was taking a red color and was painting. But Krishna, when he was painting, Krishna could not take him. His hand became trembling. Then it went some zigzag. Radhika began to smile, and seeing her smiling, all sakis there began to smile. Srimati Radhika told, oh, new painter, new painter, bal painter, bal painter. Devi painter, bal painter. You don't know how to paint? For a long time, you are seeing feet here, there, keeping it here, keeping it in here, and painting, but your hands are trembling so much, you cannot paint. Krishna told that, I will so paint, so beautifully I will paint, that even Chitra, Vishakha and Lalita, and Tungavidya, who are the master of arts, all arts, they will be so much amazed. Let us see, I am doing. But his hands were trembling. Srimati Radhika told that you cannot do my bal painter, new painter. Oh, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, come on, come on, come on. He will not do. You should do. Then he took that cup and from Krishna's hands. Krishna was sitting and he was seeing towards Tulasi. Radhika was also seeing towards Tulasi. All the sakhis were seeing towards Tulasi. In the meantime, when he thought, his hands were ready to catch hold of the lotus feet of Sri Radhika here and will begin, but at that time he saw that nothing is there. That came in this state. That is, where is Radhika? Where is Krishna? I am seeing only this. Oh Radhike, he began to cry. Indeed, a very, very good thing was there. Srimati Radhika was ordering him to paint. And I was thinking that I am so much lucky and so much sobhagyavan. I was thinking, I am the most dear kinkari of Srimati Radhika. And kinkari Radhika was so pleasantly ordering me to do this. And when I used my apne haath ko badhaya, I
put up my hand.
I saw nothing like that. He began to do. And Digantaro. Pada avalokanam kalahi. Oh, I was seeing you, ordering me, I saw pleasing, yeah, and all sakis are there. And now I am seeing, I am alone on the bank of this kunda, and rolling on the kund on in dust of earth, and none is here to console me. Not Rupa Goswami, no, Sanatana Goswami. They are my everything, but here they are. Hard to do, began to weep, and began to weep bitterly. Tad avalokan kalahi, kalahi, kalahi. When this kal, call my time, this time, nana birah kal, separation time, has bite me as a very black snake. And I am that and मैं हम उसको समझ रहे हैं अनुभव कर रहे हैं I'm realizing that that poison is going in me and whole body is my going to be dead so I'm mrita like mrita mrita means I'm dead dead body cannot tell anything but he is telling that I'm dead in your birah in separation Certainly I am there. But if a mantra be the, those who know mantra, and if at that time they come and they do anything by their mantra, that man can be saved. And I have seen this. Once a snake bite to my mother in rainy season and she dead. So much white things coming. And all persons gathered of my village. At that time I was very small boy. Only remember very little. And my grandfather and mother relation. He was a brahmachari in the age of 80. Very reddish face. And so young, life young, in 80 years. And all persons took my mother on a cart, cough, and they run away to that. I had 2 miles from there, our village. And it was about 10 in night. At that time he was not slept. He came out of his house. And began to do mantra by any lips. After time, some time, my mother looked here. Where am I? Then Sai came. Then he took his all things. And he saw that here, his sasur, saas, and all the person of the whole village were there. She became so thankful. And after that, they returned with my mother, and whole night they used to give ghee and so many things and death, bath and bath, by waters and waters. Then he became all right. So if a mantravid will come and he will do any mantra, then he can be saved. And mrita life, I will not be saved. If any mantravid come, who will come? Only Srimati Radhika. Tad padabja millaksha bhesajai devi jivaya. I was saying, he is remembering that, O Devi, At that time I was seeing that Krishna was painting your feet by altar. And he was not doing well, so you ordered me to put collar on my feet. And when I became ready, at once that lila went on. I saw that no feet, no you, no Krishna, and no sin is there. Now I am dying. If that first comes, comes again, and you should give your lotus feet, and that padabja milit laksha, that laksha, laksha means that color, if you will give me, how do you give me? Krishna was painting, no? And keeping sometimes in his heart, sometimes on his curved hairs, no? And it was painted here something, or here, or here. So if you will give that painting which came on the face of Krishna, and it will come to my face again, then I may be alive. Otherwise, I will not be alive. So, swap padabja, your lotus feet, milita laksha, that is, Krishna has given that laksha, laksha means a collar, and that is on your feet, but it is upset here and there. And I will again try to see, and then I will keep it on my head. And if the pain given by Krishna and taken here, Krishna, and that laksha will come to my head or here or there, then I can be saved. Otherwise, I will not be saved. You are Bhishak, Bhishak Shiromani. Tomorrow, yesterday we are something telling of Bhishak Shiromani for Krishna. Gopis are telling to Krishna that you are Bhishak Shiromani, meaning you are the best doctor. But Gopis are telling, but Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari is most obedient fellow of Srimati Radhika and Krishna, Radhika Pakshi. So his Swamini is Radhika, and he wants that she should have this of Srimati Radhika. So Radhika is Bhishagaratna, doctor here. Yeah? Oh Radhika, I will not say if you will not give this thing. So I want, I pray your lotus feet, that remembrance come again, and you should give me that your lotus feet so that I can paint and can have on my head and all. Otherwise, I will not. But today, kato valido. Take 5. Just 5.
You can wait.
Huh? Is it yours?
Very sweet.
Very sweet.